If you are bidding on a Crown Commercial Service framework next month, here is the question you need to answer first. How sure are you that your submission will actually make it through the portal? Tender submissions carry an inherent, unavoidable risk. After weeks of writing, pricing, and gathering evidence, the entire effort distills down to a single upload window. A brilliant method statement cannot save a bid that fails a mandatory compliance check. A competitive price schedule means nothing if the portal times out before the final document attaches. You need a rigorous tender review checklist before submission to protect the work your team has done. I'm going to walk you through the definitive 28-point bid submission checklist used by senior bid managers across the UK. We are covering the specific mechanical checks required to survive evaluation under the Public Contracts Regulations 2015 and the Procurement Act 2023. Whether you are responding to a local authority ITT or a central government framework, this tender QA process ensures your submission is compliant, complete, and competitive. Let us start with commercial and pricing alignment. Pricing schedules are unforgiving. Evaluators do not infer intent. They read the numbers in the cells. A single formula error can render a bid financially unviable. The commercial review is the most critical phase of your checklist. Lock the commercial model before the final quality review begins. First, reconcile the pricing schedule with the method statements. If your method statement promises a dedicated account manager and quarterly on-site reviews, the pricing schedule must include the costs for those resources. Evaluators cross-reference these documents systematically. Inconsistencies suggest a lack of coordination between your commercial and operational teams, casting severe doubt on your ability to deliver. Verify all spreadsheet formulas. Do not trust the buyer Excel formulas, and do not trust your own without checking. Manually verify the sums in every column and row. A broken sum formula that excludes a row can result in a contract awarded at a loss, binding your business to an unprofitable delivery model for years. Confirm pricing validity periods. Public sector tenders usually require prices to remain valid for 90 or 120 days from the submission deadline. Ensure your commercial sign-off explicitly acknowledges this. Check for blank cells. A blank cell in a pricing schedule is a compliance failure. If a cost is zero, enter 0.00. Never leave a cell empty. Many procurement teams will reject the entire commercial envelope as incomplete. If you are bidding under an existing framework, verify that your proposed rates do not exceed the maximum rates you submitted at the framework stage. Exceeding framework rate cards is a common cause for immediate disqualification, and review abnormal low bid triggers. Under the Procurement Act 2023, contracting authorities must investigate abnormally low tenders. If your pricing is significantly lower than the market average, prepare a robust commercial justification before submission. Now, compliance and mandatory requirements. The compliance check is a binary exercise. You either pass or you fail. This section requires cold, methodical verification against the buyer instructions. Do not let a strong technical proposal fail because of a missing signature or an expired certificate. Verify the exact submission deadline. Confirm the date, the time, and the time zone. Portal clocks dictate the deadline, not your local computer. Missing the deadline by 1 minute is the same as missing it by a month. Public sector buyers rarely grant extensions for bid-aside delays. Check page, word, and character limits. Adhere strictly to the stated limits. If the limit is 1,000 words, a 1,001-word response may be truncated by the portal. Confirm document formats. If the buyer requests a PDF, do not upload the Word document. Automated portal systems often reject incorrect file types outright. Sign all mandatory declarations. Form of tender, non-collusion certificates, and conflict of interest declarations must be signed by an authorized signatory. Check whether the buyer accepts electronic signatures or requires wet ink scans. Ensure the person signing has the legal authority to bind the company, usually a director listed on company's house. Validate accreditations and insurances. Check the expiration dates on your ISO certificates, Cyber Essentials Plus, and insurance policies. If a certificate expires during the procurement process, include a note explaining the renewal status. Do not submit expired documentation without context, and renew the clarification log. Buyers frequently issue updates that change the specification, alter word limits, or introduce new mandatory requirements. Ensure your final submission reflects the latest guidance, not the original ITT document. Moving to quality and narrative review, the tender QA process for the narrative section must go beyond basic spell checking. It requires an objective assessment of how well the response answers the specific question asked. Answer the actual question, read the question, then read your answer. Did you answer the specific question asked, or did you answer the question you wished they had asked? Break down multi-part questions and ensure every sub-clause is addressed clearly. Map against the evaluation criteria. If the scoring matrix awards 5 marks for demonstrating added value, highlight exactly where your response demonstrates added value. Use their terminology. If they ask for continuous improvement, do not write about ongoing optimization. Mirror their language. Eradicate generic content. We are a leading provider of innovative solutions, scores 0 marks. Replace it with specific evidence. We deliver IT support to 14 local authorities, maintaining a 99.9% uptime SLA. Specificity builds trust. Generalities destroy it. Verify all claims with evidence. If you claim to be highly responsive, provide the average response time from your service desk. Unsubstantiated claims weaken the entire bid. Conduct a red team review. Have someone who did not write the bid read it cold. They should score the responses against the buyer criteria. If the red team cannot find the answer easily, the evaluator will not find it either. This review must happen early enough to allow for meaningful rewrites, not just minor tweaks. Then perform the final tender proofread. Look for incorrect buyer names left over from copy-pasting previous bids. A bid riddled with typos suggests a lack of attention to detail, which evaluators may extrapolate to your service delivery. Portal and upload logistics. The final hours before submission are high risk. Portal failures, internet outages, and file size limits can derail months of work. Treat the upload process as a critical project phase, not an administrative afterthought. Name files exactly as requested by the buyer. Check file sizes against portal limits. Many portals restrict individual file sizes. If your method statement includes high-resolution diagrams, compress the PDF before uploading. Do not discover a file size issue 10 minutes before the deadline. Test your file sizes against the portal constraints at least 24 hours in advance. Clear all track changes and comments before converting Word documents to PDF. You do not want the buyer reading an internal note that says, "Are we sure we can deliver this for this price?" Upload in batches. Do not wait until you have every single document finalized before starting the upload. Upload the compliance documents and completed sections early. Save the portal progress. This reduces the bottleneck at the end and mitigates the risk of a portal timeout. Verify the uploaded files. After uploading, open the files from within the portal environment to ensure they are not corrupted. Check for hidden portal questions. Some portals include drop-down questions or text boxes that only appear when you select certain options. Click through the entire portal submission flow early to identify any hidden requirements. Assign a single submission lead. One person must own the physical submission process. If multiple people are uploading files simultaneously, version control fails and documents are overwritten, and save the submission receipt. Take a screenshot of the confirmation screen and save the automated email receipt. This is your proof of delivery if the buyer claims they did not receive the bid. Here is a worked example of how a pricing inconsistency can fail a bid. A managed service provider is bidding for a 3-year local government IT support contract under a Crown Commercial Service Framework. The buyer evaluates on a 60% quality, 40% price split. The bid writer details a comprehensive 6-week onboarding process, promising 2 dedicated senior engineers on site full-time for the duration of the transition. The response is strong, specific, and tailored to the buyer environment. The commercial lead completes the pricing spreadsheet independently. Under implementation and transition costs, they enter a flat fee of £2,500, based on their standard remote-only onboarding model. They do not review the final quality response before locking the commercial model. The evaluator scores the quality response highly but cross-references it with the pricing schedule. They calculate that 2 senior engineers on site for 6 weeks cannot possibly be delivered for £2,500. The evaluator marks the pricing as abnormally low, raising a clarification question. The bidder must either admit a pricing error, often leading to immediate disqualification, or commit to delivering the expensive on-site transition at a significant financial loss. Step 1 of the checklist, reconciling pricing with method statements, catches this misalignment before submission. A few common mistakes before we get to the questions. Leaving the portal until the last day. Bidders often focus entirely on writing and assume the upload will take 10 minutes. Portals require registration, 2-factor authentication, and navigation. Register immediately upon deciding to bid and test the upload process days in advance. A portal timeout at 5 minutes to noon is not grounds for an extension. Copy-pasting the wrong buyer name. Reusing strong content from a previous bid is standard practice, but failing to sanitize it is disastrous. Submitting a bid to the Department for Work and Pensions that references your commitment to the Ministry of Justice shows a lack of care and usually results in a low score. Use find and replace carefully, and always manually proofread. Ignoring the word count instructions. Assuming a 10% tolerance on word counts is a risk. If the limit is 500 words, write 490. Evaluators use portal tools that strictly cut off text at the limit. Your crucial concluding sentence will be deleted before the evaluator ever sees it. Submitting expired certificates. Attaching an ISO 9001 certificate that expired 2 weeks ago is an immediate compliance failure. Maintain a central, updated bid library for all corporate documentation, and assign someone to monitor expiration dates. If a renewal is pending, include the audit confirmation letter. A few quick questions that come up regularly. Who should perform the final tender proofread? The final proofread should be conducted by someone who did not write the content. The original author will read what they intended to write, not what is actually on the page. How early should you aim to submit? Best practice is to submit 24 hours before the deadline. This provides a crucial buffer to resolve portal outages, file size issues, or missing signatures. Submitting in the final hour is an unnecessary operational risk that frequently leads to disqualified bids. Does the Procurement Act 2023 change the submission process? The mechanics of portal uploads remain largely the same, but the Act introduces stricter transparency and compliance requirements. Buyers have less flexibility to accept non-compliant bids. Your tender review checklist must be more rigorous than ever to survive the initial compliance gateway. To wrap up, a brilliant method statement cannot save a bid that fails a mandatory compliance check. The 28 points in this checklist are not optional extras. They are the minimum standard for a professional submission. For the full detail on each step, the written guide is on the Bidwell platform, and Bidwell is built to automate exactly this kind of work, so your team can focus on writing the best possible bid, not chasing expired certificates at midnight.